We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Vav, Sif Hei Achkach, after saying V'Yichulu, Oyim Shlich Tziba, Brach Achas Me'en Sheva, we say the Brach Achas Me'en Sheva. This bracha was instituted because in those days the shuls were outside of the city, and people who came late and still would not finish davening when everyone else was finished davening would remain there alone, which was somewhat dangerous. So they instituted that that we should have this bracha said after the Shemoneh Esrei, and like that, people who came late would be able to catch up and leave the shul together with everybody else. And even though nowadays, says the Mishnah Berurah, our shuls are not situated outside the cities, the original takana remained. The Hainu, the Bracha, said, Bracha to Hashem, Elkein, Elkein, Sen, V'chulu, Mogen, Eves, V'chulu, Elkein, Elkein, Sen, V'chulu. U'masayim, and then it's concluded, Bracha to Hashem, Kaddish HaShabbos. V'yesh, Lakol, Lamed, the community, the Tzibur should stand, B'shosh HaShlich, Tzibur, Emer, Bracha, Zos. When this Bracha is recited, everybody should be standing. V'yishmu, Hetev, and everybody should be able to hear it. It should be said, like Chazar Sashatza said, and the Shliach Tzibur should not begin saying Magen Avos that until everybody else has finished saying what they're saying it first. V'noyagin Shomrim Imoy Magen Avos, we say with this bracha Magen Avos ad Zeich L'Masa Breishis. V'gam Mispal B'Yichidus, even somebody who's davening alone at home, Yochel Loima Magen Avos, could say the chapter of Magen Avos ad Zeich L'Masa Breishis. Av Yosef, more than that, somebody who's davening alone at home, lo yomer. Siva b'chol Shabbosos Hashana, all of the Shabbosos of the year, Oymrim Bracha Zois, we say this bracha. Afilu b'yontav b'Shabbos Shechal l'achi yontav, even if Shabbos falls right after yontav, yontav was on Friday. If Pesach falls on Shabbos, then ein Oymrim Zois. During the Shabbos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we say, instead of a Kela Kodesh, we say Hamelcha Kodesh. It seems that most Poskim are of the opinion that if they didn't say Melcha Kodesh, they said a Kela Kodesh, and they finished the bracha, they shouldn't repeat it. And some suggest that we should say over Magen Avos until the word Zeich L'Masa Breishis. The reason why on Pesach that falls on Shabbos we don't say it, because we know that Pesach is a Leil Shemurim. So as we said earlier, this bracha was instituted as a Shmira on the Pesach. We don't need that Shmira. However, I saw that the Das Torah says that if a mistake, the Baal Tefila started saying it, then even though it's Pesach, we should continue saying it. Siv Zayin, Ein Oymrim Yisrael B'Minyan Kavua. It should only be said in a place where there's a steady minyan. Av Mokim Shemus Baal Besar El Bakroi, but a place where there's only a minyan that gather together. It's not a place that we always have a minyan there. They just happen to have a minyan this Shabbos. Then Kigoyim Beis Achos Beis Avol. There's a Sheva Brachos. Other such circumstances. Ein Oymrim Yisrael. Then we don't say it. Then Kavu Mokim Spal Basara Eiz Shuas. But if, let's say, there's a steady minyan in a home on Friday night, can might be reading, he says, like by a fear, and they're staying there temporarily, then Yesh L'Omrei, they said it. There are different opinions if you have to have a Sefer Torah. Even those that say that you need to have also a Sefer Torah at the place where you're saying it, there's an interesting minig that in Yerushalayim, there's no need for the Sefer Torah. Because the Sefer Torah brings the Kedusha to the place. Yerushalayim has that Kedusha already built in. If you're in a place where we don't say it, because it's not a minyan kavua, again, we can't say Magen Avos until Zeich L'Masa Breishis. Sif Ches. B'midins Eilu, in our communities, The Shlich Tzibur says Kiddush in Shul Friday night. We have a Tavim and Yontif. Chutz Mishnei Leilos HaRishonim Shel Pesach. Besides the first two nights of Pesach. The reason this was instituted was because there were guests that used to eat and sleep in the Beis HaKnesses, and they had to have Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yoyse toiv l'hanig, it would be better to make a minig, shloy l'kash b'Beis HaKnesses, not to make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, became minig at Yisrael, and that is the minig in a lot of places, but still say to Paiskim, in a place where the minig is that they make Kiddush Friday night in Shul, and even though there's no one that is needs to hear Kiddush, everybody's Baruch Hashem going to have Kiddush at home, since it's the minig, and since it brings Pirsim, it publicizes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, so we should not stop that minig. Now there's a problem, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Since the person who's making the Kiddush is going home, and that's where he's going to make Kiddush. And he's not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. In order to avoid a bracha v'atala, they give a child who's of the age of chinuch the kitten to drink from that wine. The cotton yishmas a bracha v'menu, and the cotton hears this bracha. And his yotze with the person who's making the bracha. It turns out that he avoided the problem of bracha v'atala. The mutter lachla is cotton koinu kiddush, because a child is allowed to eat before kiddush. This halacha that we make Kiddush in the basic Knesset, that is only in a place where there's a minion. Furthermore, even though we're giving the cotton the Kiddush to drink, it has to be that it's not the cotton making the Kiddush, that is not a covered for the tzibur. Also, in a shul that has many minyanim, the Paiskim say, only in one of the minyanim, the main minyan, should they make Kiddush. In a place where there are Orchim with our guest, we go back to the original rule, and a place with our guest, and the guests are relying on the Kiddush. So there, of course, that's the best, and the guests should eat, drink from the Kiddush that's being made. The main cotton best kesses. If there's no cotton in the shul, yichaven hamakadish, so the person who's making the kiddush, or adam acher, someone else, lots of the kiddush, to be yaitzu with this kiddush, v'yishdashi revius, and then he has to drink revius, k'day levarch baruch achroina, in order to be able to make a baruch achroina. V'apiken yochel lach sol kash v'baisai, even though this person made kiddush in shul, he could, when he comes home, he can make kiddush again, l'haitzis ishtav b'nei baisai, in order that he should be able to be mitzi the rest of his family. They don't know how to make kiddush themselves. But not as a question. How could he be yotze with that kiddush if there's halacha that we have to have kiddush in the place that we eat? Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, we could rely on those poskim that hold the seal of the daim shoyes revius chutz kumloi lugmav, it's enough that if he drinks a revius besides the first part that he drank from the cup, daina kumloi lugmav mishum kiddush, he drinks a cheekful because he made kiddush on that wine, and then he drinks another revius to make a kiddush b'makom suda, that you could do that if there's no other choice. Siftes noyagin loyim peg b'mam alikim. Many have the minig to say Berak B'mam Malikim. Then I'm Mr. Yontu Shechal B'Shabbos. We don't say it on Yontu that falls on Friday night. We don't say it on Yontu if Friday night is also Yontu. V'loik Shechal Yontu B'Erev Shabbos, or if Yontu was on Friday. V'loik B'Shabbos Chal Moed. Some don't have the minig of saying B'mam Malikim because by the time we say Ba'am Medlikim is a parish that talks about Hadlokas Neiris, lighting the Shabbos candles. But by the time we say Ba'am Medlikim, it's already too late to light candles. Because, as we know, the halacha is that there are three things that a person is supposed to say Friday evening at his home. Isartem, did you take off Maisei? Iraftem, did you make Erev Halikus on there? But again, that's where the minute came to save a member Likim. But another point, reason they said it, is as we said at the beginning of our shiur, there were people that used to come to shul late, and in order to let them have a chance to catch up, they instituted saying the Mehmet Likim. There are also those that have the minig on Friday evening to say Shira Shirim. By saying it, it brings Yerushimayim, and it represents and telling us that how much the special bond that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So as Shabbos comes, which also represents Shabbos Kala, the special relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a good time to say it. And some Sfarim say saying it is a skula that a person will not fall into Gehenim, Chas V'Shalom. Sif Yud, Nahagim Shem Shabbos, Emeshkim Kol Kach, Lava L'Beis HaKnesses. There are those that have the minig is not to get up early for davening Shabbos morning, Kama B'chol, like during the week. Mishum Veshina Ma'onig Shabbosi. Sleeping is considered part of the Onig Shabbos. V'asmechu Akra, there's a basis in the Pasuk. The Bekam Tam Shimai Sechol, the Bekam Tam that was brought during the week. Nemar, the Pasuk used the word B'biker. U'b'Shabbos Nemar, B'yoyim Meshabbos. The Mashma Ocher, it doesn't say B'biker, so it seems that they brought it later. Kama Kutzrich Mizar, we of course have to be careful that even though we're coming to shul later, Shalacha Zman Krishma Tfila, not at the expense of Zman Krishma and Tfila. There's another explanation why some suggest we should get up, we start davening Shabbos later, because there's a very important point and most appropriate that one should learn or at least say Tehillim before davening Shabbos morning. So we give people the opportunity to do so by starting davening a little later. Sif Yiral, Zman Tfilas Musav Miyad Achat Tfilas Shachris. Musav should be said immediately after Shachris. Vein La'akra Yosem Miyad Tzoyis 7 Shavos. And we shouldn't delay it past 7 hours in the day. The reason we should say it after Shachris immediately is because it's reason Magdimim. And therefore, as some suggest that if they're making a break between Shachris and Musaf for the rabbi to speak or for people to learn, maybe it should be done before Kriyas HaTorah, that Kriyas HaTorah should be right before Musaf. Why should it not be later than 7 hours in the day? Because the Kavan Musaf, that was the time for the Kavan Musaf. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, if one, particularly like on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or other times, if they say Yoitzer, they should say it. They should not let it delay starting Musaf past 7 hours in the day. And actually, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should really start Musaf before 6.5 hours in the day, because once that time comes, you have to daven mincha. And now there's a real question, as we're going to see. If it's already time to daven mincha, maybe you should daven mincha before musaf, because tada v'sheina tada kaidim. And if one davened after 7 hours, nikr pesheya. Babakain, even though you shouldn't daven it so late, yotzi dechavasai, you still have fulfilled your obligation. Neshaz manakol yoyim, you can daven it all day. If the person has to daven tefillas, as we just said, the time for mincha came. Achas shal mincha v'achas shal musaf, mincha musaf, kigoyin sh'achad mispal musaf at shei shos v'machza, somebody daven musaf after 6.5 hours a day, is about to daven musaf. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, tzach mispal tefillas mincha v'achach musaf. You should daven mincha and then musaf, you should daven mincha tadiri yoysa. Like we said, mincha is tadar, is more, we say it every day. Most of we only say Shabbos and Yontif. The Kaimelam, we know the rule is tadar v'sheina tadar kaidam. When we come akim, still, even though that's what the halach is, that's for an individual. But let's say somebody's davening. The minig is that we daven musaf always before mincha, because we're supposed to eat the suda of Shabbos by day before mincha, but after musaf. Furthermore, if somebody for whatever reason got delayed and Shabbos is almost over and he hasn't davened mincha or musaf, their halacha is he should daven musaf, because for mincha, if it was an oinus, you have an opportunity to make it up. For musaf, there's no opportunity to make up. The kedusha the musaf sif you'd give. Aymerim shema yisro Hashem alkeinu shema achad or miyad achad miyad aymerim hakol echru alkeinu who toss. That is not the proper nusach. Ki asal loyma tevet echad shtei pam retzufim. We can't say the word echad twice consecutively. El yomer Hashem hu echad hu alkeinu. Actually, tzibur, this is an issue for the tzibur, because the tzibur is not allowed to have that type of interruption. But the shlich tzibur, who's waiting for the tzibur, so he's not going to say the word echad twice. Yochol ask v'tevus echad, kivin shesuk v'netayim, we don't have to worry for him. This minig, that the person who got mafter is the one who got musaf, was only because typically, the Shabbos before somebody had yahrzeit, he gets mafter. And the Shabbos before somebody has yahrzeit, he davens musaf, because, and the reason is, the svarim say, is when you say keser, it's aliyah, it helps the neshama that's already in the olam ha'emes. But, of course, that's only for somebody who has yahrzeit. But let's say somebody had mafter who doesn't have yahrzeit. Mafter and musaf don't necessarily have to travel together. And of course, even if somebody has yahrzeit on Shabbos, or he has yahrzeit that week, and he wants to daven musaf, and there's somebody else that wants to daven, or he isn't the better baal tefillah, and the tzibur doesn't want him as a baal tefillah, the best thing that we could do is not get into a quarrel. That's the best thing we could do for the neshama, that we haven't fought over these type of things. We'd rather living with peace, and that would be a neshama. Shalom is always the biggest segula for anything.